Oh, it's a 4:45 on New Year's Eve on 2012. I'm driving the car. It's 16:33 to be exact. And I've had enough. I really am fed up of going around from shop to shop. I set out from home to do something that I thought was going to be very simple. And this is the story of what went wrong. And I'm telling this because the only person in the entire world who will be interested in this will be my daughter in about 40 years' time, or her children. I drove from Glanmire over to Douglas with a view to going straight to a shop with a little gizmo that you put into a printing machine in order to print off some photos that I'd copied. And the machine couldn't read the gizmo that I had with me. And I was about to give up and go home, and I put it up on Twitter, and a wonderful man contacted me and said, I live just around the corner, and he came and rescued me. I went to his house, and I got, he helped me, gave me a stick, and I took the stick with me, had a cup of tea with him, had a little chat. He's a designer in Cork. I was intrigued and interested in what kind of work he did. I know him from Twitter, but I never really knew what kind of companies in Cork he worked for. And so that was all very well, but time was marching on and I was getting more and more tired. And now I'm tired, so tired, I'm fed up, and I wish I was back at home and had my feet up in front of a fire or something. But I had to wait for the copying of the photographs to be done, because my little gizmo couldn't even be read by his big Apple desktop machine. Now I'm looking to find my way back to his house. And I walked around the shopping centre. And there I met somebody I hadn't seen in ages. And we had a little chat. And is this the right way? Am I going the right way or not? I hope. Anyway, I wandered around there, went into Sam McCauley's to get the things printed, and now I'm lost. I really don't know where I am. No, this is not the right way. I better get myself back out of here in the car. So this is what I'm doing, my darling daughter. I'm getting more and more fed up. It'll hopefully all be over. I had to go and buy some bread rolls and some bread and black plastic bin bags. And the only treat I got myself was a packet of Sun Exotic Sesame Sticks. Cost me 169 in euros. And I drive up here now, and I hope that I don't have to ring up and ask this very kind, gentle man, generous man, to tell me how to find my way back. But anyway, what else? The weather is dry, it's 7 degrees centigrade, and I am now lost. Definitely I'm lost. Looks awfully like I am going to have to ring up and ask, unless this next corner is correct. And I'm just disgruntled, I suppose you would say. Disgruntled, yeah. I'm a disgruntled guy. Because I'm lost. Right, turn the car around and go back. And I don't want to just immediately ring him up and tell him I'm lost, because he's so good enough to let me come into his house. And you know, I just know him from Twitter. But he's a good designer. I could see his work, and that was interesting. So that was kind of a bit of a bonus. But I bought the Irish Times, yeah. Bought the Irish Times for what it's worth. Louis Varadkar on the front page, warning about public sector pensions. Preview of 2013, stuff about sport about arts. 2-day holiday guide. And I'm fed up. And I'm lost. And I'm wondering which way I should go. Maybe I should go up there. No, I think it was up there a minute ago. And this audiobook is only for my daughter, right? Anything could happen any second, but I don't think it'll be very exciting. Let's try going up here. I've had Christmas Eves in my life, which have been not very exciting. This one isn't very exciting. Driving around looking for where you're going to drop a stick, a memory stick, back to somebody is not very exciting. And I think I've got to draw a line in the sand and admit, swallow my pride, admit I'm lost. Stop here. Phone the man up and take it from there. That's what I'm going to have to do. Yeah, well, everyone's having a lovely Christmas Eve. I'm going to pause this audiobook. Well, I made the phone call. I got through. And I've got to turn around and go back the way I came. And then I got to turn right, go up the hill, take the second right turn, and drive down to a house, the number of which I at least was able to remember. So, what a way to spend New Year's Eve. What a way. I suppose I should be thankful that I am not under 20 feet of snow or something. Now, this lady is... Oh, dear. Right, here we go. Let's keep going. I hope this man hasn't misunderstood where I said I was. Second on the right, he said. Right, well, let's just try and see what happens if I go second on the right. No, this is wrong. I didn't describe where I was accurately enough, did I? That would be the first on the right. And now I'm up going to Grange. And that's definitely wrong. Okay, pull in here. Get ready to do a U-turn and go back and start again. Well, not start again. I'll be back to you. Well, I found it. I found it. Well, I kind of found it, if you like. I found the street it's on. But I'm lost again. Now, maybe I just keep going. Oh, I suppose the only thing interesting about this is that my daughter will get to hear how frustrated her father really felt on this particular New Year's Eve. Now, am I in the wrong place? Am I completely and utterly in the wrong place? I think I'm... Cul-de-sac, great. I've been looking for a cul-de-sac. Now, hopefully up here, the house number I'm looking for will be, and it's raining. Just really... Although I don't give a damn how much it rains. Now, let me try to find this house number. Here it is. This has got to be it. There it is. I got it. Great. I just drop things in. Say thank you very, very much. I'll be back in a second. Oh, relief. Relief spreads over my face. The only thing I have to do now is drive the car up this very, very narrow road, succeed in reversing it into somebody's house, into somebody's driveway, and get back out onto the road, back from Douglas in Cork to Glenmire, and do that while recovering my good humour. I wish I hadn't come out of the house at all today. I suppose there was no way of avoiding that, but it would have been nice to have sat by the fire doing nothing, or fiddling on my computer, or finishing off that Lance Armstrong book, which I would have loved to have spent, a book about Lance Armstrong. Oh dear, that book. By the way, my daughter, I must tell you, that today's the day when I really got stuck into the book about Lance Armstrong, and I really got cross, angry about what I read and what I felt as a result of what I read. Actually, it's more accurately, it was being cross about what I felt as a result of reading the book. Yeah. If I had been relaxed about what I was reading, I wouldn't have got cross. So, here we are. Gloomy evening. Great. Perfect for New Year's Eve. You know, no reason to go out at all. We're actually going to have some neighbours in. And a very simple occasion. Very simple occasion. I think I'm feeling hungry. And that's another reason why I wouldn't be in the world's greatest humour. And, you know, being grumpy on New Year's Eve is human. That's what it is. It's human. My goodness, I've had some wickedly poor New Year's Eves in my life. Wickedly poor. I used to kind of try to blot out the day a long time ago. But I was I was all right till I started messing around today. I mean, just carry on and... What else would I like my daughter to know about today? Today. Well, I could remind her of what she did herself. How about that? I could remind her, actually, more interestingly, I could remind her that we did New Year resolutions for fun. And one of my New Year's resolutions, which I may or may not keep, was that I would actually write a children's story this year. I would actually begin, middle, and end a children's story. And these days you can publish a children's story as an ebook. So I'll publish it as an ebook and I'll give it away. And it doesn't matter how many people read it. It doesn't matter. The act of doing the writing, I'm probably going to write up the story that we've been developing together. So there we are. Look, my daughter, when you listen to this, you'll discover that the world may be even an even warmer place in the middle of the winter than it is now. And goodness knows where you'll be living. You might be in, you'll be anywhere. And I just want to go home. I really do. I just want to go home. And I don't want to go out again. And I want to sit in front of a nice hot fire. No, I want to sit in front of a nice cold fire. That would be, that would really teach me. I've been listening to several audiobooks by people about their end of the year audiobook, if you like. And it's lovely to do that. Been very nice. The only thing is that I wish I didn't have to have earbuds in my ears and had bits trailing out of me. I wish I could just listen and be played. I'm dying for these Google Glasses things to come along. I could be have my glasses on and I could be listening to audiobook as I'm going along. So that's my wish for you, my darling, because by the time you get to listen to this, I don't know what kind of technology we'll have. I mean, when you think about what technology was like 5 years ago, or 7.5 years ago when you were born, you know, there wasn't even a smartphone. They were all not smart. Okay. Grumpy, dull light. Ah, look, stop talking, Paul. End of story. I want to go home and do a nice audio. Something really, really pleasant.